פרגרף דלד, וזה בחינס יציאס מצרים שויה בבחינס תשובה, בחינס יויבל, כמובה. This is the concept of יציאס מצרים, which was a major time of תשובה for כלל ישראל, and which is associated with יויבל. יויבל is the 50th year. יויבל represents the 50th level, the 50 levels נון שערי תשובה, the 50 gates of תשובה. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Chumash, because the Jews were zocheh to leave Egypt through the Kiddush of Yovel. Yovel is that 50th level. U'betchilo he'eloisam lemala memedrigosam oid kemuva. When Hashem was first getting the Jews ready to take them out of Egypt, the first thing he did was he lifted us up way above the level we were up to on at that time. V'ze b'chinas mila u'tvila shezochu be'erev Pesach. This is the bris mila and the dipping in mikvah waters that the Jews were zeichet to on Erev Pesach. She'tekef achar ha'mila she'hichniu hora ha'koilel sheze b'chinas mila. Immediately after the bris mila, which is an act of cutting like the shechita, in a bris mila you cut away the orla, you move away that ra ha'koilel. Hazai takev zocho lebechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. Immediately afterwards, we were zocho to leave Egypt. Shehu bechinas tshuva, which is the act of tshuva, going out of the evil. Shehoyo oz lemala mamadregosam ma'oyed kemuva. And that, at that point in time, we were way above the level that we were on up until then. Vezeo bechinas hamikva mayim shezocho azberav Pesach miad. And that's that mikvah, the of water that we toiveled in on Erev Pesach, immediately. Then afterwards, after we were on this major high, Hashem lowered us back down, all the way down. That's the 49 days of the counting of the Omer that we do, Kemuva as is brought. Shehu ke'isho hamitaheres labala, like a woman who's purifying herself, who's preparing herself for her husband. She goes through 7 days of purification. Shehu b'chinas hamtein, she goes through this waiting period. Shetzorech lahamtein velishois kedei letar atzmoi midam nidois, the person has to wait in order to work on themselves and purify themselves from that bad blood. V'oz, so after the Jews went through that 49, those 7 Shabbosos, those 7 weeks of purification, then v'zoche legmar ha'tikin b'shvuos, to complete the tikin on Shavuos. V'oz zochu lichnois lemikvah. And then on Shavuos, on the night of Shavuos, we went into a mikvah again. B'chinas mikvah elyoina ma'oid. That's an incredibly high level mikvah, the mikvah we go to on Shavuos during the night, towards morning. Shehu hatikun, that's the final completion. V'ze b'chinas shnei ha'hadochos, this is the 2 rinsings of the meat. B'chinas shnei ha'mikvois, corresponding to the 2 mikvahs that Klal Yisrael went through on Erev Pesach and on Shavuos, on the night of Shavuos. Shetzrichin kedei lehistakin, which are required in order to complete the tikun. Hainu b'tchilas ha'tshuva, at the beginning of the tshuva process and at the completion of the tshuva process. Ubemtsa hu hashehia b'melcha, and in between, that's when we go through that waiting period where the meat is sitting in the salt. Shehu b'chinas hamtein kanal kedei lifloi tadamim raim, in order to get rid of the bad blood. V'chein mevoyer b'maymar hamadaber mize, and this is exactly what Rabbein Azal explains in Torah Vav, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, shebechinas hamtein anal hu bechinas shfichas domim shetzorach lisbol kanal, that when a Jew is going through that waiting period, first he goes through into the mikvah, first he gets lifted up to a very high level, then Hashem lowers him down, and he cooks, and he fries, and he deep fries, while he's waiting to have all the junk cleaned out of him. And Rabbein Azal, in that chapter in the Quran, that describes that cooking as shfichas damim. He gets embarrassed and insulted, which means his face changes colors. His blood is being spilt. So the spilling of blood that a human being goes through corresponds to what we see this meat of this animal, which has what originally was a human soul inside of it. And it's going through purification. It's going through a corresponding purification. What a regular Jew has to go through in the tshuva process, the three steps, the mikveh and the salting and the second mikveh, is what that meat is going through. The rinsing, the salting, and the second rinsing. Shazai zoichin lebechinas tshuva. That's when a person is zoichin to a complete tshuva. Shehu bechinas ekye, which Rabbi Natal says over there in Likut Imran, corresponds to the name of Hashem, Ekye, I will be. Where the person realizes, I'm not, right now I'm not. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I will be. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to start living a proper life. Vezeh bechinas hamikveh mayim. And that's what a mikveh is all about. Mikveh is associated with this name of Hashem Ekye, Shu b'chinas Ekye, ki mikveh b'gematria kufnun aleph kemuva, because it's brought that the word mikveh, mem kuf vav hey, equals 151, which is one of the miluyim of the name Ekye. Ekye, when you write out each letter as a word. Aleph, aleph lamed pei, hey, hey yud. Or I'm sorry, hey is hey hey. Yud is yud vav dalid. And hey, 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 again, I believe the gematria there comes out to be Aleph is 111, plus 10 is 121, plus 20 is 141, plus 10 is 151. Exactly. That's the gematria of mikveh. Hashem's name Ekye, which is the name associated with tshuva. I will be, I want to exist, I want to start living. That name is associated with mikveh. Ukvar mevoyer behilchas Pesach haloch aleph. We've already discussed in Hilchas Pesach in Likutei Halachos haloch aleph shalkein shiur melicha chay menutin. That this is the reason why, just like when it comes to baking matzahs, the matzah you're not allowed to let it stand for more 18 minutes. 18 minutes or more makes it into chametz, and so too the salting of meat is also 18 minutes. Shezeh bechinas tikkun abris. Exactly. That's the concept of tikkun abris. Kedei loshuv el hachaim. In order for it to return back to life, back to true life. Vezeh shom razal, this is why the Shulchan Aruch says, Nyoradeh simen samachtes, shehashiur hu kedei hiluch mil. That this amount of time, 18 minutes, is the amount of time that it takes a Jew to walk a mil. What is a mil? Ki hamil hu alpayim amo, tchum Shabbos. A mil is 2,000 amos, which is the distance that a Jew is allowed to walk on Shabbos outside the city limits. Shehu b'chinas gvul ha-kedusha. That's the boundary of Kedusha. Kenizker leil, as we discussed in Hilchis Tchumin, Halacha Beis. Vezehu hashir biatzmoi shel chai minuten, and the amount of time is 18 minutes, kishom hachayim, because that's life. Chai means life. That's where life is. Again, life is in getting rid of this bad blood. V'alkein tzorech lishois betikun hamalicho kashir hazeh. This is why the meat has to sit in the salt this amount of time. That's the amount of time that it takes to return within the boundaries of Kedusha. A person who left the Kedusha, he went out of bounds. Out of bounds is 2,000 amas. Out of bounds is 18 minutes in that direction. Now you want to turn around and come back. You want to do the 18 minutes coming back into the boundary of Kedusha. To return and come back and enter into the boundary of Kedusha. Kedei liskois lechayim, to be zeche to true life, bechinas tzadik chai almen. The tzadik is called the life of the worlds. Vezeh shom rabbi senuzal, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, Nyoradeya, simenai involve, hatzli ein tzorech malicha. That if you're roasting meat, if you're not going to cook this meat, if you're only going to roast it, it does not require salting at all. You would not have to salt it at all. You could take a piece of meat, shecht an animal, get rid of the stuff that has to be gotten out, and take that meat with the blood and everything, put it on a spit, and roast it. Have all the blood drip down into the fire. Ki eish hu hatikun, because fire, we know, is the tikkun of sins, of evil. Bebchinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, where it speaks about the Midianites and Bilam and everything, kol dovar asher yovoi bo'esh, taviru bo'esh v'tor. Anything that came through fire, what's fire? The Yetzer Hara. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yitzra, Yud Tzadik Reish Aleph, is Bigimatria Eish. The Yetzer Hara is a fire. It's a passion of sin. Anything that came through fire, get rid of it through fire, and it becomes pure. Vehu mechale es hazuama. Fire burns away the junk, the filth. Aval kishezoichen lehiskasher. So again, a person who committed a lot of sins, what's the tikkun? Fire, Gehenna, fire. But a person who is zoicha to attach himself to the tzaddik, to come close to the tzaddik and attach himself, shehu bechinas bris melach, the tzaddik is compared to salt. The tzaddik is the one who's most outstanding in bris, shmiras habris, which is salt. The pasuk says in Chumash, bris melach oilam, vazai mekable mimenu bechinas milcha. The tzaddik gives that salt to those who come close to him. He uses his salt on them. Bechinas tikunim lahamtek miri rusoi. The salt is what removes the bitterness. Va'oz nitzoilin min ho'esho yitzrich letztarev chas v'shalom. And that replaces the fire. That's instead of that saves the person from the fire that they would have had to go through in order to become purified. Bechinas taviru bo'esh. As the pasuk says, the sins came through fire. There, you get rid of them through fire. Kimoliach harehu kiroiseach detzlish, and it's leboish. Because the Gemara says in Chulin that something that's sitting in salt, it's as if it were roasted. The salt has the same power to burn out the evil, the maria, as roasting does. Shaidei bechinas hamalicha, shu bechinas eskashrus la tzadik, nizdak chin yofe, v'nitzoylin munaish, v'yoytzin zach v'yofe v'sholim b'li shum pegam v'zoichen l'tachlis hatikon. Listen to these words. Through the salting, which is accomplished by attaching oneself to the tzaddik, learning the tzaddik's words and fulfilling his advice, following his path, through that a person becomes purified tremendously, and the person is saved from fire, from any fire, chas v'shalom, from midas hadin, and the person comes out pure, clean, whole, without any blemishes, without any defects, and the person is zoicha to the tachlis hatikun, to the highest level tikun. Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Malicha. So this was Hilchas Malicha Halacha Aleph. Now Rav Nosnal says, Hilchas Malicha Halacha Beis, Nichleles Behilchas Chelev Adam Halacha Dalet Oisur Aleph. If you look over there in Hilchas Chelev and Dam, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Yud Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal has a whole discussion about Malicha. So that should serve like chapter 2 on the topic of Malicha. V'halacha Gimel, Nichleles Behilchas Dam, Halacha Aleph Ois Yud. And the third chapter of Hilchas Malicha, you'll find within Hilchas Dam, Halacha Aleph, paragraph Yud over there. With this, we conclude the topic of Malicha.